How are you, Huss?
Yeah, good, Fonny. How are you?
I am well, and I am absolutely delighted that there has been little talk about the Stars throughout the preseason. The odds makers, it's a pretty open field. I think it's 5-1 the field, but I have a look at the lineup, and boy, oh boy, if you can get the guys off to a winning start against the Hurricanes, I reckon there'll be no turning back. I think it's a great team with some really good quality that will be added to when Peter Hanskin comes in after the test. Might lose a player or two to the one days, but I think it's a great lineup this year.
Yeah, I agree with you, Fonny. It's pretty well balanced. It's been pretty much the same sort of list over from previous year, and we played very well last year, so hopefully it continues. Unfortunately, we haven't probably won a first round match we've won one first round match since the start of the Big Bash, so yeah, we have to rectify that ASAP. And then I think you're right, if you get off to a good start, it builds a lot of confidence amongst the squad and amongst the group, and you can really go from strength to strength.
Your philosophy as a captain, I know you're pretty comfortable putting the ball in the slow bowler's hands early, and Michael Beer is a great player to have, a weapon up the top or as somebody to put the brakes on. He's probably, I think, our best off-spinning 2020 bowler in the country.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. If you look at his stats, he's probably the premier opening bowler in the competition. He's phenomenal, and yeah, for an older person too, he still gets around in the field, and his cricket smarts, I reckon, probably puts him in front of all the young and up-and-coming spinners at the moment.
So, do you describe certain members of the team as older people?
Yeah, we do have an ageing list, don't we? But, it's sort of the T20 landscape is pretty much it's all focused on the here and the now. It's not really looking forward potential or perhaps going to be a future superstar. It's all about the now and try and win the competition right now. And that's probably where Trent Woodhill, our list manager, and Clint Cooper, the CEO, have sort of given us a direction that way.
I see that in the newspaper today, the predicted 11, a lot of the talk is about Bobby Quiney getting back to the top of the order, where I think he's most comfortable and also most dangerous. And we know that Luke Wright is a great opening batsman. I don't think the side will lose anything if that combination kicks us off against the Hurricanes.
Yeah, if you go back into probably BBL01, they actually opened the batting together a few times, and Rob had a great tournament that year, and I think just probably getting back to their opening partnership and opening relationship can only help the team. And if that does happen round one, I think Bob will actually set the tournament a lot. He plays very well down in Hobart. He's suited to that wicket and the small ground, and he sort of complements Luke's batting beautifully as well.
Now, interesting fixture, Dave, because Sydney Thunder have already played twice. They might be done and dusted, the team that beat the Stars in last year's grand final. They might be done and dusted before you take centre stage. I mean, it's an interesting fixture that sees you yet to play.
Yeah, it is funny, but I think everybody plays the same amount of games, so it doesn't really matter when or where you play, but it just means we have a bit more preparation time, which is probably what we haven't had in years gone past, and hopefully we put the right foot forward. But that just simply means that we played most of our games in the back half of the year, and it's probably been more focused on sort of recovery and preparation for the next games rather than training and preparing that way.
You know, when I heard that the Duke, Johnny Hastings, was injured and unavailable, that was a bit of a setback. But first of all, his replacement, Jackson Coleman, has got big raps on him. And I've sort of worked out the team, and a bit of a star from last year, Daniel Worrell, will, you know, be working hard to be in the team. But there's plenty of backup.
Yeah, there is plenty of backup. And like I said before, Trent Woodhill and Clint Cooper, the list managers and the CEO, they've done an amazing job in providing a lot of depth for the Stars. And I was a bit lucky when John Hastings went down. I was more shattered for the bloke who's probably in and around the Australian setup, and he's probably arguably the best short-form medium-pace to fast bowler going around in the world. So, yeah, a little bit shattered for him, and hopefully gets back soon. But you're right, we've got good depth now. We've got Daniel Worrell from he's a Victorian who moved over to play for South Australia. He played very well for us last year, and I'm sure he'll do a big job. We've got Ben Hilfenhaus, and Jackson Coleman came in to replace John Hastings, who's a young kid from Melbourne as well. So, we've got a lot of depth, which is very, very handy, and especially in the fast bowling department, where I think everybody around Australia is a little bit weaker in.
And I've got a feeling one Marcus Stoinis, even though it's not Test match cricket or one day cricket will be out to prove a point, because Hilton Cartwright has come with a bullet. And I'm not saying Hilton's not a player of promise, though I'm not sure about his bowling. He's taken 4 wickets this year at 74 in the Shield. I reckon Marcus might be steam coming out of his ears with a point to prove game one.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think he's a bit flat, a bit disappointed that the Aussie selectors have gone to another direction. And I'm not saying that Hilton can't play, because I actually think he's quite a talented player. And he's probably going to play a lot of international cricket later on. But I think pound for pound, Marcus is probably, or stats prove that he's probably outperformed Hilton at the moment. And yeah, I think Marcus will be definitely putting the right foot forward to actually show people that he can play at the next level.
Your first opponents, Hobart Hurricanes, should not be taken lightly. I think, again, only going on bookmakers and what pundits are saying, not too many people have them figuring in the finals. But again, they've got enough talent in that side to, you certainly wouldn't want to let Dan Christian get off the leash, and everybody in Victoria knows him only too well.
Yeah, Dan Christian's a hell of a player. He's three-dimensional. He bats, bowls and fields, and when he's in his rare hitting form, he's probably one of the world's best ball strikers. So yeah, we can't really let him get off the leash. But I think they're going to be right up there, the Hobart Hurricanes. Last year they had 2 last ball losses, which if they'd have won both of those games, they're sort of probably hosting a semi-final. So yeah, they're chock full of talent. They play their ground particularly well, and it's just up for us to prevent their very good players from actually playing at their best.
What sort of nick is Sean Tate in? Any information on him?
No, I've had a bit of text banter with Sean just probably over the last month or two, and yeah, he said he's can't wait to get his hands on the Stars boys. So I assume he's going to come in, catapult them down, and bowl rocket fast and entertain the crowd as he always has done.
Get the ramp shot ready, Huss. There's sixes absolutely begging to be hit off that bloke. Just ramp him straight over the top of the keeper.
Well, I agree with you. Yeah, he's one of those players where he can either go for about 60 off his 4, or he can take 3 wickets for about 10 runs. So, yeah, if you sort of get on top of Tatey early with a lot of ramp shots over the keeper's head or cuts and pulls, I think you can go a long way to destroying Sean's confidence.
And you'd be pretty daft if you went into the school of thought that says Kumar Sangakkara, look, he's no longer playing the game at the top level, and he didn't do much last year, so he's a light of other days. Ride him off at your own peril.
Absolutely. He's world class. He probably still could be playing international cricket, couldn't he? He's still playing for Surrey in the English county competition and did very well for them last year. So yeah, he probably had a poor tournament last year by his standards, but it's going to probably motivate him to probably go one step further and really put a mark on this tournament and show the world that he can still play at the highest level as well.
Speaking with David Hussey, I reckon every sports fan out there knows the voice and captain of the Stars, of hoping to go one better than last season. Are you surprised with Thunder's poor start to the comp?
Not really. They've come up against 2 pretty good teams in the Sydney Sixers and the Melbourne Renegades, and I actually envisage the Melbourne Renegades to really contest it right up to the top, the back half of the tournament. They're a very, very talented team and very well led by Aaron Finch. So with the Thunder, it's taken out a couple of big players. Obviously, my brother, he's leaving, which it provides a cool, calm influence at the top. And he sort of seemed to get runs when when the chips were down with the Thunder last year. So, and with Shane Watson being out injured at the moment, yeah, he's a huge loss. He's a three-dimensional player, and he is their captain and one that people sort of look up to. And, he's a very, very talented player who's sorely missed at the moment.
And Brendan McCullum, we saw that he delivered. Obviously not with the victory, but he certainly delivered on the promise that he offers the competition, and he could score a whole lot of runs there for Brisbane.
Yeah, he is. He's an entertainment machine, isn't he? I think the second ball he ran down the wicket and tried to hit the fast bowler of Michael Nessera out of the stadium. So, yeah, I think the Heat is going to try and get 200 runs every game and try and defend it somehow. And I think Brendan's the right man for them to lead, and if they get off to a good start, they're particularly hard to beat on the best of days. And who can forget Chris Lynn's 5 sixes against the Melbourne Stars last year at the MCG?
And I'll tell you what, now there was I'm trying to remember. You see, these games come and go so quick. Did they win or lose?
No, the Heat won.
Yeah, they won. They won. They did. They won by 10 runs, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, no, they got off to a really good start. Yeah, as I said, yeah, today's Friday, and I've already forgotten the first couple of games of the season. No, they definitely won by 10 runs. And you know who really... I watched last night, and, of course, the Thunder fell short. But Pat Cummins, now, he's... Did you see that amazing stat? He's hit, like, seven boundaries and no fours. They've all been sixes.
Well, he's just proving to everybody around the world that he's the consummate all-rounder, isn't he? Or the true all-rounder. So, yeah, I didn't realise he could actually strike it that far, but yeah, he's proving me wrong as well.
Yeah, and I think it might be a good idea to lift the ball that Eddie had because the outfield was pretty slow. So that's something you guys are going to have to take care of.
Yeah, we do. We play the Renegades in the second of the derbies that Eddie had on the 7th of January. So, yeah, we've played there very well the last couple of years, and hopefully that continues. But like I said, the Renegades are a very, very talented team and probably could beat anybody on their day.
Any of your boys got black bats or gold bats? Or I think they've all been banned now, haven't they?
No, I wouldn't have a clue. But our boys are just pretty much the stock standard, either Grey Nichols or whoever their sponsor is. So, we're pretty much trying to let our cricket do the talking, not play any gimmicks sort of thing. Unless you're Glenn Maxwell, I guess.
I was going to say, hang on, you've got Glenn Maxwell in the team. There will be a gimmick or two. There'll be a shot that we didn't know existed.
I know, he's going to rename a shot, isn't he? He likes Shane Warne every year. He came out with a new cricket ball, so Glenn's probably going to come out with a new cricket shot. So, and he's probably another player to watch in this tournament. I think he's just ready and raring to go to show the people that he can play at the best level too.
One last one. It's off the SMS, actually. It's a really good SMS from Brownie and Barwon Heads. And I don't know whether you've seen the ICC Team of the Year with Steve Smith named as 12th man.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I've seen that.
You wouldn't have a pretty good batting lineup to keep him out of the top six, wouldn't you?
Well, absolutely. He's a very good player, Stephen Smith, and he's had a great 12 months. So I'm not sure the selection criteria of the ICC Team of the Year, but Steve Smith's probably in the team with Kane Williamson, Joe Root and Virat Kohli. So they're probably my middle order, but I guess they've got a new selection criteria or a different selection criteria, and they're going to stick to it.
You know what? They never get to play a game, so they'll never get to be proven wrong. Huss, have a great Christmas. Obviously, great. It's a time for family. So before you worry about Boxing Day, there's presents under the tree, and hope that you have a wonderful and safe couple of days and then get stuck into those Hurricanes. It's a Bellerive Oval, 7:10 on Boxing Day night. And after a day when the Aussies take on the Pakistanis here at the MCG, get back home, turn on the TV and watch Huss and his boys rip apart the Hurricanes.
Absolutely. Thanks, Finey. Much appreciated and have a great Christmas. And if you're stuck for a last-minute Christmas gift, Melbourne Stars membership's always a good goer.
So it's melbournestars.com.au?
.com.au. And you get on the website. It's pretty easy. Even I can use the website. So there you go.
Well, I'm back in green. You see, I sort of wavered there for a little while. I don't know why, but somebody seduced me. But I'm back in green.
You're definitely with us. We've got Hanskin, we've got Beer, we've got Quiney. You St Kilda Mafia boys, you're with us.
Any team that's got Quiney and Beer in it sounds like a party, so I'm so I'm in. Good on you, Huss, and all the best on going one step further in season 16-17.
Much appreciated, Finey. You take care.